Hello and welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Thank you so much for joining us again. Now, while prostate cancer is one of the most commonly diagnosed cancers in men in the United States, it's more common, aggressive, and deadly among black men compared to other racial groups. In fact, 1 in 7 black men will be diagnosed with the disease. Doctors Arnold Bullock and Lannis Hall are joining us today with some very important information on what all men, especially black men, should know about prostate cancer. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, doctors.
Thanks for hosting
us. Thank you for having us.
Well, Dr. Bullock, if you could give us a bit of your professional background briefly.
I'm a urologic surgeon. That means I manage the urinary system from the kidneys down to the penis, and I specialize in prostate cancer and men's health.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Hall?
I am a radiation oncologist that specializes in prostate cancer treatment.
Dr. Bullock, why is prostate cancer more prevalent in black men?
We know that there must be some environmental factors associated with prostate cancer because when a family moves from one location in the world to the U.S., those male offspring, their rate of prostate cancer can go up several times compared to if they had stayed in their homeland, like in Asia, for instance. Why blacks get it more often, we're not entirely sure, but it is probably somewhat related to our higher intake of fatty foods and environmental exposures. We do have a 70% higher rate of prostate cancer, though, compared to whites.
Is it recommended that black men should get tested more frequently or earlier as opposed to other races?
So the screening guidelines for African-American men, if we follow the American Cancer Society guidelines, are that they have a discussion with their health care provider starting at the age of 45 because there is an earlier age of onset of prostate cancer. And for men who have a family history, that's regardless of race, whether you're white or black, if you have a family history, you should have that discussion earlier than what we call average risk, which is when man with no family history and not African-American should begin screening. And according to the American Cancer Society, that discussion should begin at the age of 50.
Dr. Bullock, Dr. Hall is talking about having that conversation with your physician. When it comes to men in general, especially black men, what about the reluctance to have that conversation with a physician about prostate cancer? And if that is the case, why is it?
I think that that's just a terrible myth that men, including African-American men, would not want to discuss their medical problems. That's the reason why they're in front of you as a patient, because they're concerned about their health care. The problem is, well documented, is that many health care providers do not broach the subject. Are they too busy? Are there too many other medical things to discuss? But this is the point, and I think if people knew this, before we had PSA screening, 2 out of 3 blacks and 1 out of 3 whites, at the time you were told you had cancer, it was already defined to be somewhere else in your body. 2 out of 3. That means you're not curable, right? You already have metastatic disease.
Yes.
With PSA screening, your risk of having cancer spread is under 5%.
Wow.
So you go from 66% down to 5%. By way of a blood test and follow up with the physician. The blood test is something that's just drawn as a check mark on a piece of paper when you're getting your cholesterol drawn. So who wouldn't want to have that discussion?
It makes perfect sense.
And Neil, the problem is only 1 out of 5 men are getting PSA screenings routinely now. So this simple blood test is not being recommended There's so much confusion about when to offer it and how often to offer it that primary care physicians are not including it in its normal panel of blood. So that's why we're talking to you today, so that men can begin advocating for themselves, because this is the second leading cause of cancer death in men, white and black men.
Wow. What are some of the symptoms of prostate cancer? What would prompt me to have a test?
And so that's one of the huge misconceptions, is that, you know, if you have a change in your urinary pattern or blood in the urine or pelvis, then that's what you should be looking for. There are no early signs and symptoms of prostate cancer. So you don't know that you might be harboring a malignant tumor unless you screen, and we have an excellent screening tool that gives us a snapshot of the health of the prostate. It's not the only thing that should be done, but it's a great first step. That's only a teaspoon of blood that can be done at the same time as a cholesterol level.
Hearing some of these myths dispelled, does your approach to testing prostate cancer vary based on race?
It does not. So the PSA blood test is universal, sort of like the mammogram. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a different mammogram for blacks versus white in general, right? Colonoscopy is the same. So if the issue becomes maybe a good chance that your primary care physician doesn't bring it up. Mm-hmm. It's something that you should bring up yourself as a patient. You should, one, go see a health care provider at least yearly mm-hmm. and make sure that you are knowledgeable to say, hey, you know, I'm over 45. I would like to know when I should get my PSA tested. When should I get my colonoscopy? Mm-hmm. Hey, doc, what's my cholesterol level? We have to become advocates for our own care.
Dr. Hall, when it comes to black men, as far as the treatment process after diagnosis, are there differences, disparities? What should patients and their loved ones know when it comes to life after that diagnosis for black men?
So I would call it what every man should know. Okay. And they should know their PSA level, the results of their biopsy, and the stage of the disease, because that then funnels into risk group. And your risk group defines what is guideline appropriate and quality care. So it's low, intermediate, or high risk. And what we know is that if men are treated, African American men are treated with quality guideline-directed care, there is no difference in outcomes. We know in clinical trials where all the treatment is standardized, there's no difference in how African-American men do versus as compared to white men. Mm-hmm. So what we know is that there is a difference if you're not getting appropriate quality care, and we do see that across the country. As Dr. Bullock said, there's no difference in the PSA for black or white men. The treatments work regardless of race, but the key is to do it timely and to get quality care.
I think that's the difference, Neil, that the death rate for blacks is two times higher than that for whites. And that death rate is not because your cancer necessarily is different than whites mm-hmm. at the time you're diagnosed, but blacks have a much later time of being diagnosed on average. Mm-hmm. And the delay from the time you find out that you have cancer to the time you get treatment tends to be longer for blacks. And is it all the patient's fault? No, I think there's evidence, as Lannis likes to say, you know, there's differences in race and every other aspect of our society. So not to believe that there's some intrinsic bias based on race in medical care, that, you know, I'm not
we,
so
we
naive.
It'd
be naive.
It'd be naive, and we know it to be true, and that's why we're being gentle here, but we're saying there are differences in the way the care is being delivered. Oh, yes. And if we can stress to your listeners the importance of advocating for yourself and going to quality centers and asking your doctor for PSA and making sure that you get your opinions on the best treatment that you should receive and then doing it in a timely fashion, you should have a excellent outcome.
The other thing is there are support groups that you can seek out in your community. And I always like to say people routinely go get 2-3 estimates before they get their high-end Buick fixed.
Yeah.
Why don't we seek 2 or 3 consults or second opinions before we elect major cancer treatment?
Absolutely.
It doesn't make more sense that you get 3 evaluations for your car and 1 for your prostate resection.
Priorities, yeah.
Yeah.
Where can our listeners go online and get some more information?
2 places. Mm-hmm. We would recommend the American Cancer Society has excellent information, and knowyourprostateplan.com.
Well, I thank you both, Dr. Bullock and Dr. Hall, for joining us here on Health Professional Radio today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hall, for having us, Neil.
Great. You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Dr. Arnold Bullock and Dr. Lannis Hall. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.